USA Radio News with Wendy King.
With growing attention on the dangers of vaping, especially in young people, the White House has announced plans for a ban on thousands of flavors used in e-cigarettes. Secretary of Health and Human Services Alex Azar.
No child should ever use a vaping or e-cigarette product.
There have been 6 recent deaths connected to vaping, and hundreds of breathing illnesses have been reported.
That's how the First Lady got involved. She's got a son together that is a beautiful young man, and she feels very, very strongly about it.
The president said the First Lady is very involved in the ban. The American Vaping Association is against the proposed ban. Spokesperson George Connolly.
A ban is not going to stop drug dealers from selling THC cartridges with dangerous chemicals in them.
This is USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of 2 people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.